up to the roosters. Eat breakfast for a booster. You alive, say hallelujah to the man, the mighty ruler. Because of him, you able to do it. If you on his side, then you ain't losing. He gave clothes, food, and your roof. He tell mountains, get them moving. It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning. Get up and go to that 9 to 5. Get up and get them dollar signs. Get up and go do overtime. Get up and put that overdrive.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's a great morning. It's a great morning. It's a great morning. It's a great morning. It is a great morning indeed. And I am so grateful that all of you are out there listening, whomever all of you are. I need y'all to do me a huge favor. Make sure you send this podcast to somebody. Send this episode to somebody. Go back through the other 33 episodes and send those to somebody as well. This is episode 34 of Great Mornings Podcast. And I would argue that this is one of the dopest podcasts out there. Maybe not so much, but hey, let me dream a little bit. All right. Listen, I want to get into this thing today. As always, I'm usually excited. Today, I'm a little bit more excited just because, you know, you wake up some mornings and you just have those just because moments where you feel good just because. There's no absolute or definitive or specific reason as to why you feel good. You just wake up feeling good, or you wake up feeling motivated, wake up feeling encouraged, wake up feeling inspired. I don't know about y'all, but I have days like that. I just wake up where I feel inspired to do something great in the universe. I have those moments where I wake up in the morning and I just feel encouraged, and I feel like this is the right time to take on the world. So today is one of those days where I have just Beyonce woke up like this. I'm super excited. So I want to talk to us today. Interestingly, the content today is a little bit different. And I want to talk to us today about, y'all have heard this before, teamwork makes the dream work, building the right team. And this is going to be the reason I said it was interesting and the content was different, because there will be some of us that look at this and think, I don't necessarily need a team. What do I need a team for? But hopefully by the end of this, it will make a lot of sense to you. Okay, so let's get into it. Teamwork makes the dream work. I had to really go and research this a little bit, because I've heard that concept, that phrase, that idiom, most of my life, ever since I started athletics in about third grade, whatever age I was in third grade, ever since I started playing football, baseball, basketball around third grade, I've heard, no, that's not true. Since college, I've heard the phrase, teamwork makes the dream work. I had to correct that, because this phrase wasn't coined until 2002. And I graduated high school in 2002, so I did not hear that in third grade. I was about to tell y'all a good old, good sounding lie, but that was not the case. The truth is, since I've been in college, I've heard the phrase, teamwork makes the dream work. And I've already kind of given y'all a hint to it. This particular quote was coined by John Maxwell in 2002 and has been one of the most quoted idioms or quotes, if you will, especially in athletics, but by a lot of people that work together with teams. And it has a rhyme to it, and it works well, sounds good, and it's very true. Teamwork makes the dream work. We're going to talk about building the right team for you. Building the right team for you. So I was thinking, like, what would be the introduction into this, Cray? Like, how would you start off talking to people about this? And the truth is, you just start off telling people why they need a team. Like, have you ever thought about yourself, what you have? And really, I'm talking to as many people diversely as I possibly can. Whether you're an entrepreneur, y'all know I talk about entrepreneurs all the time. If you're leading in ministry, if you're a ministry leader, if you're a pastor, preacher, a minister, executive in a ministry, if you work in a leadership position on your job, supervisor, manager, man, what are some other leadership positions on jobs? Superintendent, teacher, educator, any of these things. If you're working in these areas, then this is specific to you, right? This is very specific to you. So why a team? Number one reason why you need a team is because the more help, the easier the task. Like, think about whatever your task is. Again, whether I'm talking to entrepreneurs, or I'm talking to ministry leaders, talking to those that have leadership positions within and on your job, whatever that looks like for you, then I'm talking to you. Whatever your task is, having a team makes that task easier. Right? That's the truth. Here's the second reason why you need a team. Because success, this is my favorite. Success is never about one person. And we have to understand that. And this is going to make more sense as we go along. So you need a team, number one, because the more help, the easier the task. But also because success is not just about one person. Success is not just about you alone. Success is always communal. I believe in community wholeheartedly. And success is one of those things that is about community. It was never designed for you to be successful and you to be successful all by yourself. Designed for success to be about you as well as other people. So success is never about one person. A third reason why you need a team is because a team increases the chances for innovation. I always think about, when I think about this, I usually think about Tyler Perry. This may have been 2 years ago now, right at the heat of the pandemic, after Tyler Perry released the movie Fall from Grace on Netflix. People were going in, not because Tyler Perry isn't a brilliant person, because he is brilliant. He's a brilliant mind. He's obviously a billionaire off of his creative and innovative mind. But because Tyler Perry was the only person in his writing room, he's the only one doing all his writing, the innovation started to dwindle a little bit. Everything started rolling together. You could almost predict a Tyler Perry movie. Ask somebody, ask yourself. You can almost predict a Tyler Perry movie or show. But people were saying to him, through social media, obviously, that he needs more people in his writer's room. And I'm not 100% sure. Maybe I should have did my research on it. But I believe that Tyler Perry took up this idea from people and agreed and started adding people to his writing room. Because what typically happens when it's just you by yourself is that your innovation, it dwindles. All of us have a level of creativity. Remember that. You have a level of creativity, whoever you are. All of us have a level of creativity. All of us have innovative and creative ideas. But when you're working by yourself, at some point, things will start to run together because your innovation kind of goes in one direction, right? If we keep it a buck, keep it 100, what you're creative at and what you're innovative in kind of goes in one direction. And the direction is based on your experiences, your upbringing, your cultural environment, those things. So we tend to innovate in the direction of those things. So if you don't have a team around you, then you decrease the chances of your innovation. So the third reason why you need a team is it increases the chances for innovation. The fourth reason why you need a team is it enhances personal growth. Like, there, we've heard this before. Now, this I can say I've heard since I started sports in the third grade. There's no I in team. right? Many of you have heard that if you played any sports, if you competed, or if you just been on a team of any kind, you've probably heard there's no I in team, which is 100% accurate. Team is spelled T-E-A-M. There's no I in team. And there's no individualism in team. That's the overarching thought here, right? But there may be no I in team, but being part of a team can help you grow. Y'all got that? Yes, it may not be an I. There may be very little individualism, but being a part of a team can help you grow. We all have, note this now, we all have weaknesses. We all have strengths. Some of those that we may not even be aware of. There are some weaknesses that you have. Yes, you, the listener right now, you. There's some strengths that I have. There's some weaknesses that you have. There's some weaknesses that I have that we're not even aware of. There's some weaknesses and strengths that we're unaware of. And a team can help expose those, can help you recognize the strengths and address the weaknesses that can make you better. So fourthly, why you should have a team is to enhance your personal growth. And then the fifth reason why you should have a team is because this is a big one. Less burnout. Statistically, it says that 50% of people who quit something quit because of burnout. Half of the people that quit anything, whatever that is, relationships they quit on, marriages they quit in, parenting they quit on the children, quit their job, quit the pursuit of their degree, quit entrepreneur ventures, businesses, etc. 50% of people quit because, oh, don't let me forget ministry, 50% of people quit because they get burned out. I heard an African quote that said, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. I personally feel like that deals with this level of burnout. If you want to get this thing done fast and you want to burn out quickly, go by yourself. But if you want to go far, have longevity, then go together. So I want to make sure we get those five things before I dive into the other things of building the right team. I want to make sure you know this is why you need a team. You need a team, number one, because the more help, the easier the task. Number two, success is never about one person. Number three, a team increases the chances for innovation. Number four, a team enhances personal growth. And fifth, why you need a team is because of less burnout. 50% of people quit because they are burnt out. When I think of a team, and I'm not necessarily, this is not an athletic podcast. This is not talking about sports. This is talking about your personal ventures in your life. This is talking about what you do professionally, your career, your entrepreneur ventures, your ministry in your church. This is talking about what you do. When I think of team, I think of LeBron James, Maverick Carter, Randy Mims, and Rich Paul. All right. They're going to kind of be the foundation of the things I'm going to give us for building the right team. Y'all know already I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan and I am a diehard LeBron James fan. I've been with Bron since his senior year in Ohio at St. Mary's. I was right there with my boy. Been there from Cleveland to Miami, from Miami back to Cleveland, from Cleveland to LA. And now, sadly, we're on the back end of our career. Yes, our career. I've been right here with him. We're on the back end of our career. And man, when this thing end, I probably won't watch NBA no more. But nevertheless, so I think of LeBron and his friends when I think of team. So Maverick Carter is LeBron's childhood friend. Randy Mims is LeBron's childhood friend, and Rich Paul is someone that LeBron and Maverick met their senior year in high school, and also is considered a teenage friend since teenage. So all of these friends LeBron has had since he was a senior in high school: Maverick Carter, Randy Mims, Rich Paul. This is what I want you to know. Maverick Carter's net worth right now. Well, let me start with Bron. So LeBron's net worth is over $1 billion. LeBron is the first active billionaire athlete, meaning that they're still in their sport while being a Forbes magazine billionaire. LeBron James is a billionaire. His friend Maverick Carter net worth is $50 million. He serves as LeBron's manager and the CEO of their company, Spring Hill Company, that I'm going to talk about in a second. Randy Mims, his net worth is $5 million. He's LeBron's chief of staff, and he's the executive administrator and player programs and logistics person for who? The Los Angeles Lakers, where LeBron plays at. What a gig. Rich Paul, net worth $120 million. As I mentioned to you, he met LeBron his senior year selling vintage jerseys, hustling. So think about this. LeBron James, net worth over $1 billion. Maverick Carter, his childhood friend, net worth $50 million. He's LeBron's manager. Randy Mims, LeBron's childhood friend, $5 million net worth. LeBron's chief of staff and the executive administrator and player programs and logistics person for the Lakers. Rich Paul, net worth $120 million. Met LeBron in high school, senior year. He's LeBron's sports agent. Every one of them are wealthy, multimillionaires. Here's some of their accomplished things. Together, they launched Clutch Sports, which is a sports agency. They have negotiated $1.4 billion in sport contracts. That's all of theirs together: LeBron, Maverick, Randy, and Rich Paul. Rich Paul is the agent, but it's all of their company together. Spring Hill Company is the name of their overall company and their production company. They have done, I think, 5 movies, and they have 8 in place, 3 more that's unannounced. They have also done 5 TV shows, and they have 3 more to be announced. Listen to this. The Spring Hill Company family is worth $725 million. They have partnerships with Redbird Capital Partners, Fenway Sports Group, Nike, and Epic Games. They're part owners of the Boston Red Sox professional Major League Baseball team, as well as a professional soccer team, maybe 2. The company is worth $725 million. And as I mentioned to you, LeBron is a millionaire and has a facility at Nike. And then probably one of their greatest accomplishments, they have I Promise School that's in Akron, Ohio. And they have given out more than 1,400 full scholarships to Akron University per year. That's the accomplishments, watch this, of a team. That's the type of team I'm talking about. I'm going to give you another quick one, and then I want to dive into these things. Tyler Perry, Cassie Davis, look her up. $6 million net worth. Let me go back like I did with LeBron. Tyler Perry, worth more than $1 billion. Billionaire. Cassie Davis, $6 million net worth. Tamela Mann, $6 million net worth. David Mann, $6 million net worth. These are 3 people that have been with Tyler Perry since he started writing plays and putting them on stage. Cassie Davis wasn't even in acting. She graduated from Spelman with a degree in music. Tamela and David Mann, y'all already know them. They were singing with Kirk Franklin. They were doing music. None of these people were acting. None of these people was doing stage plays. But Tyler Perry, what did he do? He established a team. He became a billionaire, and all of his team members became multimillionaires. LeBron James, a basketball player. What did he do? Establish a team. He became a multimillionaire. He became a billionaire, and all his team became multimillionaires. I'm telling us today, you and I need a team. But it can't just be any team. It has to be the right team. So, Cray, how do we build the right team? I'm glad y'all are thinking that, because you couldn't ask me, because this is a podcast. And y'all are at home listening, or at work listening, or driving in your car listening, or in the grocery store listening. So you couldn't ask me, but I'm going to tell you. Number one thing to building the right team, you have to define what a successful team is. Don't start trying to build a team until you define what a successful team is. So that means that you will have to establish, here's the individual part. What are goals, aspirations, ambitions, desires, and passions that you have for you to accomplish? What are some things that you want to accomplish in your life? What are some things that you want to accomplish professionally? What are some things you want to accomplish in your business? You have to take those ideas and those things that you, your goals, your desires, your ambitions, your aspirations, the things that you're passionate about, and the things that you want to accomplish in your personal life. And now you have to use those things to define what a successful team is. That's good right there. Take your dreams, your aspirations, your ambitions, your desires, and your passions, and use those, I'm going to spin it a little bit right here, to define what success is for you. Here's why, family. Because too many of us spend unnecessary time and exert too much energy measuring our success to the success of somebody else. You don't need to do that. You can't do that. And it will always leave you in a place where you feel discouraged, where you feel like you're not worthy, where you feel like you are not doing anything. No, you need to take your dreams, your aspirations, your ambitions, your desires, and your passions, and use those things to define what success looks like for you, as well as defining what success looks like for your team. What is a successful team to you? Come on, man. You're talking too fast. I'm in here trying to preach instead of talking to y'all. Let me articulate my words properly. Let me speak clearly. And let me not be so hype driven by my passion and my excitement. All right? Let's try this again. So number one, you need to define what a successful team is. What is a successful team for you? Use your dreams, aspirations, ambitions, desires, and your passion to define what success is for you, as well as defining what success is for your team, or what a successful team is. How would you measure based on your dreams, your ambitions, your aspirations, your desires, and your passions? How would you determine what a successful team is? The number one thing, family, before you start building a team, as far as people, the most important aspect, I believe, of building the right team is defining what success is. Defining what a successful team is. What are the things that you would say, based off of the aspirations, dreams, desires, ambitions, and passions, what are the things based off of those that you would say makes your team or you successful? Number two, establish a vision. So after you determine what a successful team is or what things will make you or your team successful, secondly, to build a right team, you got to establish a vision. This is what the Bible says in Proverbs 29 and 18, and you might want to write it down. This is the King James Version. Where there is no vision, the people perish. People will not follow you, nor connect to you, or want to be a part of what you're a part of if you don't have a vision. Y'all got that? People won't follow you, family. I'm telling you, if you don't have a vision, you can't lead people nowhere. And the Bible is very particular and specific and definitive in mentioning this. I just like the word definitive and how it sounds. But the Bible is very specific in mentioning this. Where there is no vision, where there is no revelation, the people perish. So you have to establish a vision. What's the goal of this team? And if you learn what you define as success for your team, it'll be easier to establish a vision. What does this team even stand for? That's going to come from your dreams, goals, aspirations, ambitions, desires, and passions. Where is this team going? That's going to come from your successful team, how you define it. So you got to establish a vision. There's too many people out here trying to build teams and aren't going anywhere because they have no vision. Where are we going? What is our purpose? What do we stand for? That's what you have to establish. Secondly, you got to establish a vision. Thirdly, I like this one. To build the right team, empower the people around you. That's what LeBron did. That's what Tyler Perry did. Not only did it make both of those brothers billionaires, it made all of the people they empower multimillionaires. Empower the people around you. Your team. Ooh, this is good. Somebody please put this on social media. Tag me in it the first time, please. This is about to be good. Your team is already around you. Your team is already around you. The people you need to build your business, already around you. The people you need to enhance and grow your ministry, already around you. The people you need to make the job easier and the task easier is already around you. We miss out on building incredible teams because we're too busy looking for people outside of our circle. There are people in your circle right now. LeBron proved it. He took his high school friends, Maverick Carter, Randy Mims, Rich Paul, Maverick worth $50 million, Randy worth $5 million, Rich Paul worth $120 million. LeBron is a billionaire. They have a company worth $725 million. They took the people within their circle, empowered the people around them, and grew their business, their finances, their influence. They grew it all by empowering the people around them. And here's what I learned from Tyler Perry. What the people around you do, it does not matter as much as it is about where y'all can go. Stop focusing on what they do. Tyler Perry took one person who majored and graduated in music from Spelman, two people who were doing gospel music, and he put them into acting and writing and scripting. Ooh, that's good, right? LeBron took high school buddies. Friends from high school, one who was selling vintage basketball jerseys. That's the throwback jerseys. One who was a teammate in basketball. He took these guys, and they are responsible for starting a school. Think about that. Basketball players starting a school. Basketball players with a production company. Basketball players with a company that has bought into other professional franchises. Empower the people around you. You got an MUA. A makeup artist right there with you. You got, this is for me, Cray, you got actors right there with you in your circle. Find them and empower them. On your job, there are people on that job that if you empower them, they can be on your team. Empower the people around you. Really, I don't even know if my little brothers will listen to this. But I would love right now. I'm going to tell y'all some of my little brothers. Keegan Alls, Trey Alls, Johnny King, Marcus Rooks, who's really my biological cousin, but one of my little brothers, LJ Stigall. That's one tier of the little brothers. And then underneath them, Trey Chandler, who's my godson and my biological cousin, little brother, Ahias Allen, Mayon Conaway, Tyson Alls. That's another tier of my little brothers. I would love to take those brothers and build what LeBron built. Some other people that's on my team. Brandy Anthony. Millie Alls. Logan Wilkins. These are people that have been tight to me, man. People I would love to add to my team. Kimberly Gale. Anthony Johnson. Davika Stalling. Iron Gale. Like, I got so many people around me, but the challenge is, man, I'm struggling. This is for me today, because there are people around you that you could really establish a team. Man, I think about people, whole nother tier. Portia Hall, Jasmine Knox Merritt, Kayla Dove. These are people I would love to take and build team with, man. And the key is just, how do you empower the people around you? Maybe y'all have that for me. I don't know. I'm asking y'all as much as I'm telling you. But the third thing to building the right team is empower the people around you. Here's the fourth thing. Define the roles within your team. This is critical. I'm horrible about this, but I'm learning. You got to, hear me, define people's roles. Now, I've been fortunate because when I look at it, as I was just mentioning those names, I thought, man, I left out so many people. But the reality is this. I've been fortunate to build a nonprofit organization for 17 years. We were successful and incredible people around me. Destiny Allen, Nacho Brantley, Ashley Wright, Carrie Chandler, Roberta Knox, Shaquita Jones, Millie Alls, Billy Alls. I had some incredible people around me. That was one team. Impact Church of Hazelhurst is standing because we got an incredible team. Brandy Anthony, LaVanya Ogden, Joyce Beal, Leonard Gibbs, Desmond McCormick, Danielle McCormick, Crystal Wood, Nikki Perry, Joanne Chambers, Teresa Blunt. I mean, man. The team, Ebony Roby. The team is phenomenal. So I was able to put people in place and establish teams. But here's the challenge. You have to define people's roles. And that's why I'm getting now to the place of defining people's roles. Team here at Truvine. Anthony Johnson. Davika Stalling. Iron Gale. Kimberly Gale. Kevin Jones. Wiggins Lambert. TC, I can't call TC's last name right now. I mean, Fred McCree. Just incredible people, teams, but defining the roles within the team is what's going to make the team right. You can have the right people in the wrong role and mess up the whole team. Y'all got me? You got the right people in the wrong role and mess up the whole team. So defining the roles within your team is what makes the team right. Number five, the fifth thing, seek, embrace, and encourage diversity. This is critically important. And I'm not just speaking ethnic diversity, which is important, but I'm also speaking about diversity within culture. Diversity within thinking. You don't want everybody on your team thinking just like you. You need more diverse thinkers on your team if you're going to make it the right team. Because everybody thinking about you, it goes back to what I was telling you all about Tyler Perry in his writer's room. Now you got the same ideas coming across the table because everybody thinks like, no, you need innovative people. So you're going to need a room of diverse people. You're going to have to seek out diverse people, embrace diversity, and encourage diversity. If you're going to build the right team. And then the sixth and final thing, because I feel like this is getting boring. That's so not me. This is great. This is good. This is really good. Clap for yourself. Pray, encourage yourself. Let's go. Let's go. Everything ain't going to be a rah-rah message. Everything ain't going to be an encouraging, inspirational, get up off the ground. Don't let the enemy hold you down. You're better than that. God has placed more in you than that. Bounce back from your struggle. Overcome your challenge. Overcome your issue. Overcome your problem. You're about to get your house. You're about to get your boo. You're about to get your babe. Don't let static stop you. Don't let stress stop you. Don't let Satan stop you. Don't let it get to you. It's not always about that. I got to encourage myself right now. The sixth thing that you need to build a right team, you have to connect with your team. Connect with your team. Communication is the primary and most essential way to connect into your team. You want to see stuff get done with the people that you're empowering, the people that you're seeking and embracing and encouraging diversity amongst. You have to communicate well with them. And then you have to support each other. Building team camaraderie, connecting with your team, developing your team, growing with your team, all of that is based on you communicating well as you supporting each other. That's it. You got to connect to your team. These are six things to building the right team. Define, number one, what a successful team is for you based off of what? Remember I said dreams, goals even, aspirations, ambitions, desires, passions. You define what a successful team is. Secondly, you got to establish a vision. People won't follow a vision. And the Bible says where there is no vision, the people perish. You got to establish a vision. Thirdly, empower the people around you. Your team is already in your circle. What they do doesn't matter. Remember, Tyler Perry took music graduate singers and made them actors. Number four, define the roles within your team. Figure out who has what role. What I love about LeBron's team is everybody on the team knows LeBron is the big dog and the breadwinner. Ain't nobody tripping over that and trying to move themselves into his position. They know LeBron's role. Maverick knows what his role is. His role is producing a lot of the films, producing a lot of the TV shows, The Shop, doing this, that. Paul, him and Paul Rivera, that's their lane. Maverick knows his lane is to be LeBron's manager. He's cool with that. He's worth $50 million. Randy's not worth as much as all of them, but he's cool where he is because he has an incredible responsibility as the chief of staff for LeBron. And then he works with the doggone Lakers, man, and he's still a multimillionaire. Rich Paul knows his role. His role is the founder of Clutch Sports. He's the agent. He rocks the agency. He runs the $1.4 billion negotiated contracts. That's what he does. Know your role and define the roles within your team. Fifth, seek, embrace, and encourage diversity. You need folk that's different if you're going to build the right team. You need people that's different. And the sixth thing, connect with your team. Communicate well with them. That's essential. And make sure you support each other. Listen, family, that's all I got for us today. I hope that this has been somewhat informative to you, man. I hope that it's been some kind of good. I don't even know. I just trust you. And how do I trust you? You can go and rate this podcast today. And you can leave a comment on your social media, on my social media. You can inbox me. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at J_Earl, EARL_Cray, CRAY, CRAY. Okay, that's enough. I gotta go. Listen, it has been great this morning. I'm in a really good mood. I'm in a really, really good mood. And I love all of y'all. I want you to know, family, no matter what obstacles you face today, I want you to remember that, as I was saying earlier, just a few seconds ago, you can go and rate this podcast. But I also want you to remember that no matter what obstacles you face truly in this day, please remember, it's a day to smile, because it's a great day to be great. And family, I love every one of you. Thank you so much for listening to Great Mornings Podcast. Please tell somebody about Great Mornings Podcast. Y'all are amazing. I love you for how amazing you are. Y'all are wonderful. I love you for how wonderful you are. Y'all are, in the words of Tony the Tiger, great. I'm out. Peace.
Wake up to the roosters, eat breakfast for a booster. You alive, say hallelujah to the man, the mighty ruler. Because of him, you able to do it. If you on his side, then you ain't losing. He gave clothes, food, and your roof. He tell mountains, get them moving.